Blog Talk Radio.
To save as much time as we can for this show, because I know we have some people out here that want to discuss this particular topic.
Mm-hmm.
Got this topic from a one of my coworkers, and she was like, I think y'all need to talk about this Sunday. So this is what we're talking about today. I'm glad we're going to venture into this subject. So everything looking good over there.
Yeah, you sounding choppy. I didn't hear anything you just said there, buddy. Check your microphone. My headphones are not right. My headphones are right. Just saying, man. Trying to see what's going on with you. What you got going on, Playboy? Well, everybody just tuning in to the Middleman Talk Show. This is the Middleman Talk Show. I guess this week we're going to be again without our two buckethead co-host again. That is Jen and our buckethead co-host Nick Edon. I really don't understand how we keep letting them miss the show like this. How we letting them miss the show like this, man?
I don't know, man, but we're going to start docking their pay, man. Everything we get off advertisement and anything else, straight to us. They know they got their own shows coming up in February. I think we should dock them another week. That's what
yeah.
I think.
I don't know. 2 weeks, that's fine by me.
two more weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, they better be glad there ain't no holidays coming up right now.
No. Most definitely.
No time and a half. And on top of that, you know, for all our listeners out there on Facebook, however you're listening to us, guess what? We do have the Talk of the Town coming up, and we do have Jen's List. Not Jen's List. Why I keep saying that? But Jen's Juice coming up. Jen and Juice. Is that it now?
I guess, yeah. She keeps changing the name every week. She don't know herself, but we got those two great shows that we're going to do with y'all, the secondary shows of the Middleman Talk Show. And to all our ladies out there that are listening, y'all come out and support Dan and Juice Show. She has some interesting topics that she wants to present to you all. And of course, Nick, you know, Nick going to come through and, you know, put some laughs in your life, but also
mm-hmm.
educate you at the same time. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to have those two shows during the week. So please do look out for those updates on the Middleman Talk Show on Facebook. And,
yep.
Well, I know you heard about Facebook potentially maybe closing, Kevin. So everybody who's following us on Facebook, you may want to go ahead and start following us on Twitter. And you can follow me at The Middleman Al. And you can follow Kevin at The Middleman KG. So
Hold on. Time out.
Yeah.
Facebook closing.
Yeah, you ain't heard about that?
No.
March 15th, man, 2011.
Why is Facebook closing?
Well, you know, well, from what I've heard, you know, the guy who was over Facebook, he, you know, he's been going through a lot dealing with the site,
mm-hmm.
I guess financially, and then also, I think it has something to do with the movie, too. You know,
financially?
Man,
this dude is a billionaire.
Well, I mean, he probably can't pay all his billionaire bills.
He just That's moved into a new house.
I mean, look, man, you know. I don't know. Maybe
he needs to stab himself.
And, you know,
if he
and
can't
all of
pay
that.
For something, he needs to be stabbed.
Yeah. And I just saw something somewhere where he raised $1.5 million or billion dollars, whatever, for Facebook, whatever. But it's closing. Put it that way. So I guess we'll be going back to MySpace. I don't know. I mean, somebody else gonna create something that everybody gonna jump on, and then we gonna go to that site too. So if y'all
ain't going to
know
no more sites, y'all tricked me to go to MySpace. Y'all tricked me to go to what's that other one? Mean? Huh?
Ain't nobody tricked you to go to MySpace.
Hey, y'all did,
man.
I sit up in, and then y'all start liking it. Now they closing down, man. That ain't cool.
Nobody tricked you, man, at all.
That's not cool, man. I don't know what to say, man. I'm flabbergasted right now.
Well, talk to the guy, man. Send him an email. Send him a long email and let him know.
Send him nothing.
But other than that, people, we are talking about fraternal divorce today. Description of the show, I'm going to read it aloud to y'all. I know you all read it. You all have some questions and some concerns about some of the questions that I may have put in the description of the show. But marriage is the union of man and woman becoming one under God. Does it remain that way? That's the question. In the beginning of the marriage, what are some of the typical expectations before having children? And how should the husband and wife support each other to ensure stability in their marriage? Stability is the key word, and support. Also, we're discussing having children. What are some of the elements that would need to be identified or addressed to ensure that the stability remains constant? And also, if the dynamics of the relationship changes after the working mother, and I should say it again, the working mother has a child, do the husband have grounds for divorce if his physical and psychological needs are not being met by his wife? So, we're going to get into it. Everybody has their opinion about it. We're going to try to keep this opinionated today. We're not going to put any facts out there because we want to hear you all's opinion. And, of course, the middleman will definitely give our own opinions and suggestions. We definitely want to hear you all's opinion about this particular subject. We definitely appreciate the lady who gave us this particular topic to talk about.
Yeah. Oh, hello, thank you.
Yeah, pretty interesting. So, but we're going to get into this particular topic, man.
I know one thing before we get there, man. Man, I know this ain't got nothing to do with divorce, but I'm tripping off of this right now. Everyone's talking about President Obama dying his health. What is this all about? First, they were talking about the man wearing flip-flops. He's the first president to wear flip-flops. That's unpresidential. How in the world wearing flip-flops on the beach in Hawaii is unprecedented?
Okay,
flip-flops and socks, then yeah, we can say that.
Right.
But
that
this man wore flip-flops. That's unprecedented.
Man, he's chilling. He can do what he
want to
do.
I'm really just tripping out, man. They really don't have nothing to complain about. So, I mean, the main thing is, okay, if we can't talk about the job that he's doing, so we going to just get at him about what he got on in his hair. I mean, dude, what is that product that they have that dye your hair? You can have a little gray in there and have a little black, like, you know, like I know what I'm doing, but I'm young enough to do it. What's that commercial?
I know what you're talking about, but I don't know the name of the brand, but I have seen that commercial.
Yeah.
You know what you're talking about.
So, what's wrong with this man, you know what I'm saying, getting there like that?
Hey, man. They stressing them out up there in D.C., so, I mean, you know, that's why his gray hair is forming at a rapid rate right now.
Well, he is actually black right now.
He's back.
Well,
right now he's black. Right
now
he's black. But in 2 weeks, he'll be gray again.
Most
definitely. Most definitely.
I know one thing that I'm not really caring for is the fact that he's chilling with the bankers. You know, he's giving them all these opportunities to mess us up again. I ain't really cool with that. I'm not cool with that at all.
Yeah.
Not by any
means. That's another show.
Well, let them know what we're talking about again, man, for those who are just tuning in, and then we're going to go ahead and go to our first song, man, and we can go from there.
All right, today we're talking about fraternal divorce. Does the husband have the right to divorce his wife if his physical or psychological needs are not being met? We also going to discuss what leads up to it as far as in the beginning of the marriage, what type of expectations for having children should be identified? And how should the husband and wife support each other to ensure stability? And when discussing children, what are some of the key elements that would need to be identified or addressed to ensure that stability remains? So we're going to get into it after this particular break. If y'all have any comments, make sure you press 1 if you're on the line. If you're on the chat board, put your comments there. We'll definitely get to them. If you're on Facebook, hey, shoot me a message on Facebook. I am online right now. I think Kevin is online.
Yeah.
So,
and we do have our web chat over here on Blog Talk Radio. You can get on that web chat if you have anything you want to converse about. Please get on there. But, man, this is right here, this song right here, Al, it goes with this theme, man. For those that don't know what paternal divorce means, Al just broke it down to you. And this song going to break it down to you even more. This is our first song of the day, and it's by Drew Hill, and it's called Making Love No More. Middleman Talk Show, Blog Talk Radio.
Kevin, you're almost wrong for playing that song too, man.
Why that?
I mean, you just putting it blunt out there, like all the husbands just saying, like, man, she ain't making love to me no more, man. Just like,
man, it is what it is, man. I'm serious, man. You think about it, man. Just like the topic, man. I mean, dudes got kids, baby. You ain't touching me no more. What's really going on?
Oh, man. I forgot all about that song, too, man. Real talk. I really did.
Yeah.
I forgot all about it. If you did not know about the Middleman Show, we do pick our songs to fit every show that we do. So that particular song fit this particular show today to a D.
Yeah.
With a bow tie on it. Yeah, it does. So, but yeah, but if you're just not tuning in to the Middleman Show, we are talking about paternal divorce. The question of the day: does the husband have the right to divorce his wife if his physical and psychological needs are not being met after his wife has had a child? We all know that some women, not all women, but some women go through postpartum depression, and that cuts back on some of the sex life and the intimacy level and the one-on-one time and spending time together time. So, you know, we're going to explore that. But we also want to talk about the beginning of the marriage. What are some of the typical expectations that each particular person have before having children? And how should the husband and wife support each other to ensure that their stability remains at the beginning of the marriage? So we're going to go into the first question of the day. Of course, in the description, we see that marriage is the union of man and woman becoming one under God. But does it remain that way? So in the beginning, what are some things in which, you know, typically a married couple discuss before having children? What are some of their expectations? Would you like to go first, Kevin?
I mean, hey, I can't do nothing but go first. I'm married. I'm one of the ones that'll tell you I'm married. But I don't think it's the fact of you know, discussing when the kids come along or whatever. Maybe that is part of the process. I mean, but a lot of people don't know that process, man. You know, they basically just go into it, and when they have kids, that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? I mean, playing parenting, I know you're supposed to go through all that, but a lot of people don't, man. They just basically go for what they know and for what they see. Now, when you do have kids, it's like everything does change, man. I mean, the time that you spent with your spouse or your girlfriend at that time, I mean, it was, man, you did a lot, man. You hit the road, you traveled, you had money, you had food to yourself, you know, you had time to yourself, you had everything to yourself. But that time gets changed when you have those kids. And I think that is something that people do need to discuss before they even think about having a kid, because once you have that kid, you are not able to do the things that you used to do. That's just point blank. You can't do it.
Now, you know, of course, I've never been married and never been close to being married, but like one thing, you know, that I would like to identify, you know, to my, you know, my partner is, you know, how would things look, you know, starting off now to next year, then the year after that, like what type of things in which we want to accomplish this year, or goals, you know, what are we expecting within our jobs? Are we looking to actually improve our finances? Are we looking to improve the house? You know, is this a spiritual thing that I need to be discussed? Like, are we going to move into a different church? Things like that. Also, how are we going to spend our time together? Are we going to be spontaneous, or are we going to be on a set schedule? Because, you know, we have some married couples out there that their job overpowers their home life.
Oh, yeah.
So, of course, they have to make their schedule to meet, you know, as far as when they can go out on dates, when they go out to lunch. You know, everybody, they're planners.
Yeah.
No, so you have to actually do that. So, of course, you have to, I mean, I would suggest doing that, but, you know, when you're in a situation, do you really think like that? I don't think so. Because, like, you know, you're excited, you know, it's something new, you're together with the person you love. So, of course, some of those things are which you don't identify on the front end because it's just still brand new. But when something comes in and changes up the dynamics, such as having children, these things need to be identified, like, quickly. Because you're going to have to make, you know, your priorities are different.
You just said something, I mean, you just said a lot of things that make a lot of sense as far as, you know, your spirituality, your finances. These are major things that have to be discussed before everything gets to that point of having that kid. You know what I mean? Because everything's going to change. Like I said, everything's going to change after the kid. Now, I like the fact of, you know, some of the things that you should try to look at, man, is if you find out that you are pregnant, and it's just my opinion, find out what you are, that you are pregnant or you're thinking about becoming pregnant, go ahead and find one of your closest relatives with a small baby and keep that baby for a week.
Yeah.
And see if that's something you really want to do.
Yep, get you some practice in.
Yeah, you're going to have to need that practice in, or if you don't have a baby at that moment or you're not pregnant, see if that's something you can deal with, man, because, I mean, as a single person, man, and, you know what I'm saying, you can speak upon it better than I can, you know, what are some of the things you're not willing to give up?
Yeah, that's the key question. What are you not willing to give up?
Yeah.
Well, of course, I'm a man. I'm going to come from a man perspective. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to, I mean, I know that I'm going to give up a lot of the personal time with my wife, you know, because pretty much our time will be devoted towards the child.
But right.
I will want us to have a good working relationship to where our emotional and physical needs is not being overlooked or passed over between us. But we also have to take into context that your priorities are going to change at a 360-degree level.
Right.
You know, the house dynamics is going to be changed. You know, you're going to have to safely plan a house, and then you can't just be walking around your house butt naked when you got a 6-month to 1-year-old child walking around the house. You can't do that no more.
Well, you know, just like that, as far as the expectations too, man. I mean, and I see our man, you know, our people grown game. They said kids schooling, income, budget should be discussed before marriage occur between the couples. But when you're
right.
in that dating stage, man, sometimes, man, you just go ahead and, like you said, man, it's new to you. It's fresh. You know, you ain't trying to think about those things. But those, like y'all said, these are the things you ought to discuss now. And as far as the expectation now, would you want your sex to stay the same? You know what
yes,
I mean? Would you expect her to still, you know, romance you the same way? And would she expect you to stay the same? Because, you know, hormonal changes happen to women during those period of time. You know,
and also
when a woman get married, man, it seems like they slow down too without having a kid or a baby, man. It's like things change when you. I mean, I'm not saying it's happening to me, but.
Yeah.
It seems like when some people get married, man, they slow down a lot and they become homebodies.
Oh, yeah. Now, that's the thing that I'm afraid of, because I ain't never been married yet, but I've heard horror stories. You know, and I've heard horror stories from my peers who are not married that have had children in the past and talking about their sex life.
Right.
I don't know if I can deal with that. You know, that would be a problem. That would be something that we would have multiple conversations about. I would try to bring in every aspect of it as I could, you know, to make sure that don't happen.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to try stuff. I'm going to be very spontaneous, try to prevent that. Now,
do you expect her to look the same, dress the same, or you know, because we are talking about the expectations right now at the beginning of that marriage stage. Are you expecting her to keep her figure the same? Are you expecting her to you know, be that woman that you fell in love with? Are you expecting it? Or you know those things are going to change?
Well, I'm going to help my woman get back to the figure that she has. You know, of course, everybody's not going to be that 21-year-old body frame anymore. You know, of course that. But I'm going to help her get back to the point to where she's comfortable and we're comfortable together. And, you know, of course, every woman after pregnancy wants to lose that baby fat.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, I'm going to help her. But, you know, moving on to the next question. As far as the stability, how should the husband and wife support each other to ensure that they have stability in their marriage? Now, I know we have some females who are listening out there. If you all want to call in and comment, we definitely want to hear a female perspective on this particular subject. You can call in at 718-508-9972. The lines are open. If you're on the chat, place your comment there. We'll definitely speak out to the public, Kevin and I would. We definitely want to hear a female perspective on this particular topic. But as far as the stability in the marriage, the key word in that particular question, as I should repeat, how should the husband and wife support each other to ensure stability in their marriage? So support and stability. Should they do that, Kevin? I mean, what are some of the things maybe you would recommend?
Man, just being reassuring them that you still love them and reassure them that you're going to stay the same regardless of what comes your way. Because a lot of people do change once they do get married or get into that relationship or a long-term relationship. They're not really caring about that other person. I mean, a lot of us, we become selfish to a certain degree and don't even realize it. But as long as you are selfless towards your relationship, I think that would ensure a little bit more stability. As far as the support part of it, if they want to go back to school or they want to, like you said, lose that baby fat or lose that weight that they gain over the relationship, be supportive. Don't sit up there and be like, man, you get nasty. You fat
right.
looking. You know what I mean?
Right.
Words do hurt, and I don't think a lot of people really pay
that
any attention.
That's the worst way to get jacked up, man. Like, they'll probably come home, as soon as you come through the door, whop, in the forehead.
Oh, yeah.
From that particular, you know, from what you said 2 days ago, because, you know, women don't forget nothing.
Oh,
they're going to bring up old stuff sometimes. And just when you sit down and think you have a good conversation, you know I'm still mad at you, right?
Yeah.
You know you're still in the doghouse, right? And you're going to sleep on the couch. I mean, what the?
Well, I mean, regardless of one thing that fellas, you know, regardless of just being supportive, I'm going to hate to say this one, but I'm going to be real with you. You may have to tell a lie, and it's going to have to be one of those so-called, quote-unquote, white lies. If she ever asks you, do I look fat in these jeans? You're supposed to say, no, you look great. Just tell me. You look marvelous.
Oh, man.
Because if you tell her anything other than that, you got a problem. Or if her mama come over, though, and her mama just a straight ass, I was just keeping it real, just
yeah.
a ass. Tell her you still like a mama. Take her around town. Do what you need to do. Be nice to her. Other than that, you're going to have problems.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. I mean, you know, you gotta remain strong within your relationship. You know, you got to keep God in it. You know, you got to have confidence within yourself and also your wife. And, you know, if she's down, try to pick her up. You know, if you're down, you know, hopefully your wife will try to pick you up, too. But, you know what each person expects out of each other. You know what they like and what they dislike.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard sometimes to continue doing those things that a person likes due to maybe the stress level or other things going on. But, you know, try to make sure that each party in a relationship is, you know, their feelings are being fulfilled. And, you know, and sometimes you may just have to come out and ask, you know, am I still doing, you know, what I need to do as far as, you know, being a wife to you or being a lover to you or being a friend to you? Is there anything
mm-hmm.
you feel like we need to improve on? Those are some of the questions in which you need to periodically bring up, because some people don't express their feelings.
No,
some
they
people
don't.
Don't say what's wrong with them. Or some people don't say what they feel is wrong in the relationship or the marriage. So you need to bring that up periodically just to make sure, or just to see what really is really helping to improve your relationship, your communication, and also your trust in that person, because
right.
they're not hiding anything from you.
Right.
And that's another thing. You know, don't hide nothing from your spouse or your you know, your companion or whatever.
Well,
you know,
some things you do have to hide, Al.
I understand it. But
some things you have to hide, because I don't want to know how many people you slept with.
Well, now, that's in the past history now. You know what I'm
I understand,
that's,
but I still don't want to know
about
that.
I'm talking about, like, if you wake up 3 days in a row and your wife breath stinking, you need to tell her. Don't let her walk out the house with her breath smelling, or, you know, like, if she, you know, if her hair need to get done, give her some money to go get her hair done. Don't tell her that she looks, you know, extravagant when she looking like Whoopi Goldberg in the 80s. Don't
well,
do that
to being
her.
Supportive?
I mean, yeah, because, you know, she is a part of you. You are a part of her. You know,
right.
we all want to look good together.
But what
so,
if that become an argumentative type of situation where she feels that, okay, you're telling me that my breath smells, but I held back things not to be mean or self-serving to, you know what I'm saying, towards you.
Tell me. Let me know when my breath stinks.
But
like
everybody can't handle
brush
that.
Up and go gargle. Yeah,
everyone can't handle that, though.
I understand that. But that's where the communication level comes in at. If you got good communication skills with your spouse or your lover or your companion, you shouldn't be afraid to say that. Now,
well,
I'm going to let you know. If your breath kicking feel goes, man, we're going to go outside and correct that.
Now, one thing I want to ask, and I mean, this is for all the listeners online, you know, what are some of the things that you've done in your relationship to be supportive towards your significant other or just the person you just kicking it with at the time? Now, like I said, some of us are very selfish, and we really don't look at it from that standpoint, but a lot of times we are trying to build a good relationship with someone, especially if we find someone that we do like, someone that we
right.
can deal with. The phone lines are open. If you're on the web, you can dial 718-508-9972. We would like to converse with you guys today. We're here. This is the Middleman Talk Show, and we are talking about parental divorce. These are some of the things we discussed already as far as expectations at the beginning of a marriage or a relationship. How supportive can you be? And we're talking about the supportive side of things right now. And like I just asked, if there's some things that you've done in your relationship and you want to share that with us, press that number one and put it up on that web chat. We got you.
Most definitely.
Now, of course, y'all heard my rant. You know, and then if you missed my rant at the beginning of the show, make sure you go back and listen. You know, you may learn something from me. Even though I'm not married, you still can learn something from me. I feel like I'm educated on relationships. But anyway, support and stability. You got to have both of those in your relationship.
Right.
You know, in order to keep it going, you know, outside of the love and, you know, all that lovey-dovey stuff, you still got to have the support and the stability to keep everything going. Because
well,
if you don't have those two, I mean, what else you got left?
Well, you know, I got a little something to share with you, man. And, you know, my wife recently went back to school, and you know what she went back to school for. And one of her classmates, man, this woman, man, you know how women, my wife, she shares some things with me. There was this particular female, man, she was in her class, and come to find out her husband wasn't as supportive as I was when it comes to her going back to school. Now, you have a lot of females out there, man, that, you know, they want to do a lot of things. They still have dreams. They still have ambitions and goals. But you have that other counterpart that don't support them. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the gentleman, he basically didn't want her to go back to school. Now, should that be a reason for her to say, hey, man, that's it. You ain't support me. I'm going to leave you. And that's done. They divorced. Would that be grounds for that? Or should she just try to work through it and stay with this guy? What do you think about that? Because, I mean, she was telling me that, you know, she come to school crying and you know, she was like, how did your husband act this way? And, man, you know me. I'm like, go get yours.
That's highly unacceptable, man. I mean, you know, you want your partner to achieve and be successful in life along with you. They have
mm-hmm.
dreams and hopes, you know, and you want them to accomplish those dreams and hopes. You know, they don't want to be a homebody every day, all day.
No.
Well, some people probably do, but, you know, I don't think the husband has the right to do that. No, that's very highly, highly unacceptable. Because, I mean, I feel like everybody has a place in society, and everybody has something in which they are good at that they need to continue. So, as far as him trying to take his wife to court and divorce her over this, no, man, he needs to get his kneecap kicked off for that. Most definitely.
Check this out, man.
What the lady is, man. Go ahead.
I was going to say, grown game over here on the web chat said he thinks it's unfair that when man disagrees with his former wife, that she threatens to take more spousal support every time he doesn't say yes. Yeah, that's kind of cruel right there, too.
Yeah.
You do have some people that use the court systems to their advantage, even from just having a child, man. I shared a while ago, I have a good friend, he has a child that he can't even see. You know, he has visitation rights, but it's only like four times a year. And that's kind of crazy to me. He wants to be in his child's life. He wants to see the milestones in her life happen. But the mother is on that point of, if you're not going to do what I say do, when I say do it, you know, I'm going to kick you this way or try to get this from you or do that, you know, go to the judge. It's out there like that. I agree with that, man. It's kind of crazy when that happens.
Yeah.
But,
you know, I mean, every situation is different and tough also.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if there are a lot of children involved in the household, as far as young children, now, some men like their wives to be at home, you know, taking care of the children at a young age. But once they get to the age to where they're in school, then yes, I would want my wife get back into the workforce, you know, to do the things that she loves, and to also that will help us retire early. So, as far as having children in that particular aspect of it, when discussing the children, what are some of the elements in which you feel would need to be identified and addressed to, you know, remain, you know, that level of stability.
One of the biggest things I see that people have a problem with is religion. If you come into, you got two different type of religions, or the way to baptize that child, the way to rev them up, you know, as far as if you're going to whoop them or not whoop them. That's one of the things that I think a lot of people, I know people right now that will beat each other down because one don't want to whoop the child and the other want to whoop the child. And I'm looking like, man, please beat the brakes off that little kid.
Right.
But I think that's one thing. Discipline is one thing that definitely needs to be discussed. How you going to raise them up? Because, I mean, I could be Baptist and you could be Catholic. We need to make sure we understand where we're going to stand on the religion aspect of it.
Right. Now, if we have anybody out there on the line, I have a question, you know, to ask. Like, if you all are married, and let's say the husband has two children outside his marriage before, you know, he met his wife, and also the wife have maybe a child or two that was brought into the marriage as well, too, and they also want to have another child. Now, what type of things would need to be addressed for the marriage and also for the two outside children on each side, make sure that they are aware of that they're going to have another brother or sister in the picture now. So how would you look at that?
I don't know, man. I got a half brother, man. And I know a lot of people don't use that term. They just say my brother, but I do have a half brother. And I know when I first met him, I'm going to be honest with you, I was hurt because I'm an only child. I was happy and hurt at the same time because I'm like, where did this come along in? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Where did this come from? You know, and I think a lot of times parents, when they have kids outside of what they have going on, man, they need to be open enough to that child and discuss with them, hey, this is still your brother. You know, you're going to love him. I still love you the same. And we definitely going to make this work. You know, I want you to treat them the same way, and I'm going to treat you the same way. But you know, I think that's one of the things people definitely need to try to address on that aspect.
Right. Now, you know, we have seen, you know, signs of, like, certain children getting favored over others. You know, we also got, you know, areas where, like, if you have an older child who is in the mix and has been, you know, brought into a family to where another newborn is being born, you know, the adjustment level may be different, you know, for that older child. You know, how would a couple help that older child to make sure that that child doesn't do anything to harm the newborn or to feel like he's been left out? Or, you know, because we do have kids that go through a stage of depression because of that. You know, they're so used to one thing, and then with a certain dynamic change in the household, you know, that freaks everybody out.
Right.
So, I mean, we got to look at our kids, but we also have to make sure that the relationship status between the husband and wife remain constant and stable.
Yeah.
So their emotional needs don't rub off on the kids.
Well, you have kids that do sap the relationship too, man, but they want to sabotage.
They want to sabotage
it. They don't want to see those two parents together. And the parents got to be strong-minded enough where they would be like, hey, you know, we're here, we love you, and we love each other, but you have some people that will divorce because of the kids.
Right.
You know, the father is giving a hard time with the kids, and the mother is like, why you ain't like my kids? These are my kids. They yell too, but, you know how that goes.
Yeah, that's true, too. And then you also have, like, the aspect of, you know, we have some fathers out there that may want to adopt, you know, the wife's kids and, you know, change the last name. So, you know, you have issues with maybe the mother not wanting to do that. And then, of course, their father, you know, may have some issues with that, too, as well, too. So that could be another thing that is an issue. So we're going to go into our second break. You know, if you just now tuned into the Little Men Show, we are talking about paternal divorce. Some of the things that we've discussed is, you know, the expectations in the beginning of the marriage between the husband and wife before having children. How should the husband and wife support each other to remain that stability in their marriage? And what are some other key elements in identifying stability to make sure that it remains constant? So we're going to get into our second half of the show after this particular break. Thanks for tuning in to the Little Men Show. Second song of the day, Moving Mountains.
And people, make sure you don't hang up. Because I know a lot of times people hear these songs, they like, man, Carl ain't here to hear nothing. I know y'all listening to us right now. We want some of y'all to click that number one. Push that number one on your phone if you want to talk to us. Don't hang up. We still here. Moving mountains.
It's like whatever. Give me can't be found. I lost my way, she said she stayed. And lately I've been sleeping with a ghost. My stock is down and out. I used to be with my weight and go. That was before the Great Depression kicked in and rocked. And that was before the hurricane came in and stopped. I told you to leave, but you lied to me when you said that. Maybe no worries, I promise to get it back. I'm no sorry, just wouldn't do it.
Everybody for tuning in to the show. We are talking about paternal divorce. Some of the things in which we discussed earlier are what are some of the expectations before having children that a couple should have? What should the husband and wife do to make sure that the support remains to keep the stability in the marriage? And when discussing having children, what are some key elements that need to be identified to ensure that that stability remains constant? So, you know, we talked about that. We're going to move into our second segment of the particular show, which goes to the actual question of the day. You want to take that call?
Yeah, let's take this call. Call us 678. You're live on the Middleman Talk Show. Call us 678.
Yeah, what's going on, huh?
What's up, man?
Hey, this is Marquette, man.
Hey, what's up, Marquette? What's good, man?
Man, just taking on, one day at a time, doing what I do best.
Oh, most definitely, man. We know you were just calling to tune in to the show. When you press that number one, it'll bring you into the conversation, man.
Okay, that's what's up, man.
All right, we're ready to take you off. If you want to comment about anything, man, you can just push that number one. You don't have to hang up or anything.
Okay. What's the topic for today?
Fraternal divorce, man. You know, like people getting divorced because of their kids. You know, what are some of the expectations to keep your relationship strong and to deal with that husband or that wife?
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? To comment on that, let me get a poetry piece that I wrote on behalf of the couple.
Okay.
All right.
Run it.
The title of this piece right here is called King and Queen. That bond between king and queen, it should be mended by genuine love and a strong spiritual foundation to prevent this outside world from penetrating. And while producing that king theme, that king and queen should be mentally positioned with a strong vision of a future, moving in the same direction as one unit with no angles to ensure that bond is protected. Taking it one day at a time, while watching the weeks pass over, after months identify each year. Love, patience, and understanding produces forgiveness, which in turn intensify that Joe intended. Because when the love is real, loyalty comes natural. Even though that king and queen involved suffer from imperfections and plenty flaws, when the love is real, loyalty comes factual. That's why it's important that communication is top priority while helping the other to reverse anything that may cause negative inflictions on true happiness being destroyed. It's what you make it through that count, because it increases the odds of salvaging the very thing worth holding on to, as each test, trial, and tribulation test your endurance. That bond between king and queen should be mended by genuine love and a strong spiritual foundation to prevent the outside world from penetrating.
Powerful words. Powerful words.
And I appreciate y'all letting me lay that down, man.
Hey, that was needed right there, man. I appreciate you for giving us that right there, man. That was good.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I mean, this is what I do for a living here.
You heard the finger snap, Nanny.
I'm in it.
Yeah, man. So your poem basically breaks down some of the things right there, like you said, you know, trust and loyalty.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the things that, you know, we definitely need to build in our relationships, be loyal to each other and be trustworthy towards each other, man.
Most definitely.
And I definitely.
It makes a huge difference. It makes a huge difference, man, because, you know, if there's no trust and loyalty in the relationship, man, it can be easily penetrated by others, which has proven in the past to destroy many homes.
Very true.
So as brothers and sisters, when we're in relationships with somebody, it's very important that our communication is strong and that God play a huge role on what we have going on as couples.
Yep.
Because without that, everything can be torn apart in the blink of an eye. And a lot of people don't realize it, but when that happens, especially if there's kids involved, it affects them kids long term more so than what we think.
Most definitely.
So, you know, we have to go back to the old roots, man, to our roots, to how our ancestors, our great-grandma, grandma and them used to do things, which is one of the main reasons why majority of them are still together to this day. Because when it comes to that family, they took that very seriously and they honored that. But nowadays, amongst our generation, is not being honored the way it should.
Very true. I mean, what do you think about the generation that we have now where, you know, kids are having kids and, you know, I mean, when they have kids, they like, I can't live the life that I used to live. This ain't what I'm used to, so I'm going to leave you. What do you think about this whole generation of people where we just producing and constantly producing single mothers, and not only single mothers, we're producing single fathers?
Mm-hmm. Well,
what do you think about those, Mark?
When it comes down to that, man, it goes back to how we could go back three generations. And with the last three generations, it's basically been kids raising kids.
Mm-hmm.
And so the
the structure of the home isn't like it used to be back in the days when it was with our parents, because everybody is raising kids at a young age nowadays.
Right.
And then those kids are coming up having kids at a young age.
Right.
Before they even able to know what it really means and what it feels like to be an adult and to be responsible.
Right.
So they're taking on a huge load of responsibility at a young age. So it's like it's kicking down. It's kicking down to the next generation coming up. And unless that cycle is broken, I mean, the following generations is going to have it even worse.
They're
going to be even younger cats having kids at a young age because they're not being raised to know what it. They're not being raised to hold down a responsibility as adults before they even, you know, get to the point where they're truly ready to have kids.
Most definitely. We appreciate that comment, Maude, man. And if you have anything else, man, that you want to, you know, call into the show next week, man, that probably fit the show. We'll probably try to fit you in next week as well, too, man. We definitely appreciated that poem that you wrote today. And but we're gonna get into our
Before we let them go, man. Mark, letting you know now, you can tell everybody they can go to blogtalkradio.com/the middleman and download this show so they can hear that again. I think if no one has heard that poem, they need to hear that again. So make sure
you come back and
download this show to hear you drop that. I love that.
Okay, I will do that. But before I get off, if y'all don't mind, as far as the kids are concerned, I have a 30-second piece that I want to spit on behalf of the parents out here.
Run it.
When it comes to those kids, all right?
Go ahead and run it, man.
Y'all, what's going on with our young? They're knocking each other off, and they're doing it without a conscience until it's done. It's like something shifted within the storm. Fragile minds with riddles. Confusion turned them killers. The illusions are becoming more vivid from pictures being painted as they glorify the very things that are tainted. Genuine love's replenished. And the crawl before you walk is like nobody's teaching them the essence of the meaning. They're in these streets like strays without a leash playing for keeps. Two families cry, two lives out of reach. As if they're sipping on elixirs for attention. And that conversation gets tricky. The truth create enemies we never mentioned was without you. And I appreciate that, y'all.
Yeah. Man,
and
come
I will
back.
Be promoting
you
the show.
Anytime, brother.
Alright. Like I said, I will be promoting the show for you.
Okay, well, we're just going to take you off the line. You ain't got to hang up. You can just keep listening. Hey, call a couple more people. Tell them to go ahead and tune in, man.
I'll do that, bro.
Alright, appreciate you.
Yep.
Alright, now, we appreciate Mark Way from calling in and dropping some poetry on this. But we're going to move into the second part of the discussion of the day, which is the dynamics of the relationship changing after the working mother having a child. Now, the question of the day that I posed earlier is, do the husband have grounds for divorce if his physical, emotional, and psychological needs are not being met by his wife? Now, this is meaning, now, you know, we do have some women out there that go through the postpartum depression, you know, after having children, you know, their sex drive become a little lower, or, you know, their mind frame is not really focused on the relationship status of the husband and wife as if they didn't have children. You know, both are actually focusing on the child. So the priorities and the dynamics in the household are different. Now, if this has been consistent, let's say maybe 6 to 11 months, you know, the husband has been bringing it up, trying to talk to his wife about it, you know, trying to make time for his wife. Does he have ground for divorce if those needs are being met? How do you feel about that, Kevin?
Well, it all depends on the situation, I guess, you know, how that man feels long term about that relationship, because there could be a situation where he, you know, looking short term of his own needs, which, you know, a lot of times they say a man will go out and get what he wants to get outside of the relationship if he ain't getting it at home. You know, that can happen, which that can lead to other problems, other aspects of that relationship going bad. So,
yep.
definitely he needs to make sure that he thinks about it from every aspect of you know, wanting to leave her because they had kids and she ain't interested in having sex no more. You know, I mean, that's not something that you should just be like, well, I'm gonna drop you off because of this. Doesn't make sense.
But you also gotta look at that. Nobody's perfect. Now we do have those statistics out there where we see that married men are cheating on their wives due to not having a sexual life at home. Now, I just want to bring that up, but that is a typical excuse that some men, not all men, that some men use against their wives. They're not being fulfilled sexually at home, so they go and get it somewhere else.
Yeah,
and then after
that's
they
on
got
both
it for so long,
yeah.
I mean, you know, after they had gotten so long, maybe divorce would come up in the conversation. Now, is that a viable excuse, or is that something that maybe, you know, the husband should just, you know, bite his tongue and, you know, resist temptation and try to actually work something out with his wife?
They need to work something out, man. I mean, because just like when the whole, when everything came up about this show right here, man, the way it was posed where if a man is denied sex from the time that he got with his female, you know, you think about it, man. When she was pregnant, she went through the sickness part. Then, you know, she was able to. Then the doctor say 6 more months, he can't do nothing. Then, you know, the child is born. You got to wait till the child get a certain age. That's probably over a year that passed. You know what I'm saying? So overall, if you look at that amount of time that he's gone without, I know this is going to sound real strange for another man to be saying that, but if he went that long without, man, he might as well just suffer.
That's rough, man.
Hey, man, it is what it
that's
is,
rough,
but when
man.
You get it back going, you got it going. But I see we have a caller. Let's go ahead and take this caller.
Right.
816, you're live on the Middleman Talk Show.
Hey, this is Naomi.
Hey, what's going on?
Not much. First of all, I think it's funny that we're talking about this because I think that Alla just said that usually it's I'm not getting sex, so I cheated. And another thing that comes up is I tried to talk to her. I tried to tell her. You don't try to tell somebody that you're not having a good sex life, or either you do or you don't.
Mm.
So if you felt there was an issue with your sex life or the lack thereof, then you're at fault also.
Right.
You didn't help me to help you.
Right.
That's the first part. Then the second part of it,
mm-hmm.
you can't put it all on a female either, because you need to help me meet your needs and your expectations. So that conversation should have taken place long before the baby even came.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well,
I think so, very much. Because you can't sit here and tell me that full-fledged that the woman has this baby and everything totally changes. Some of those patterns and behaviors were already in motion before that baby even came.
Well, I mean, when you first get together, and as you know how most couples do when they first get together, they're doing wild things. I don't think a man would notice that his sex is declined. A lot of times, if he's getting it at a regular basis of what he thinks is regular, you know, and say if he's getting it 5 times a week and it drops down to 3, I don't think any man would be like, oh, man, I'm not getting it like I used to. But if you go from 5 to 1 or once every 2 weeks, then, you know, that's ground for that, okay, something going wrong. But
yeah.
I don't think that those patterns that you say existed beforehand, because there are situations where some women will go from 5 or 3 times a week to once a month.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it happen. Well, I've heard about it happen. I'll say it like
well,
that.
Well, I'm not talking about just the sex, because we said physically, emotionally, and psychologically.
Okay,
right?
I understand. I understand what you're saying for now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
if she neglects you emotionally, I mean, most guys, I go back to this again. I know it goes back to, and it makes us seem primal, but a man is really concerned about sex, to be honest with you.
Yep.
A lot of guys, that's, I mean, that's a concern. I mean, if you emotionally deprived of me at the beginning of our relationship, that's what, you know, my concerns are. These are the things that I'm not concerned about at the moment. And then once it happens long term, I probably still won't be concerned about it. But I will be concerned about my sex.
That's right. That's right.
What do you think about that, Al?
Hey, great comment on that, G. I agree with you wholeheartedly. Anyway, every guy is different, you know, and but of course every guy wants to have sex all the time with the person who we love. I mean, you know, if we, you know, I mean, coming home to a beautiful black woman every day, man, that's like getting birthday cake every day, you know, with the extra ice, and you know, and she's there waiting on. And then if something changes in their environment, you know, just like how birds find out, you know, that's for the winter. You know, when the temperature changes, they leave. You know, and if something occurs in his household that changes the dynamics, his mind is gonna wander. His mind is gonna start looking at other females. His mind is gonna start to tell him, well, shoot, I can talk to her, she won't ever find out. Or maybe she can fulfill my needs and my wife will never find out. You know, I mean, we see it happen all the time. Last year, you saw all those actresses and actors get divorces. Over what? Not spending time with each other and not having a good sex life. That's what you saw. And, of course, the normal couples who are not in the media go through the same thing.
Probably even more.
So, yeah, or more. Most definitely. Most definitely. And then, you know, also, you know, stressors, you know, everyday stressors contribute to that as well, too. You know, we do know our women are more emotional than men, so if they're having stressors at work or they're having stressors, you know, dealing with children or family issues outside of the home as far as external family issues, that's going to contribute to certain dynamics in the household as well, too. So, you know, that's why we got to have that open communication, make sure that the expectations are identified, being met, you know, or attempted to be met, so we can, you know, that won't come up, you know. The husband won't feel like, you know, he has grounds for divorce. But the husband won't feel like he has grounds to cheat on his wife. You know, so if you can try to make steps to prevent that or create plans to prevent that, that question will avoid. But we see that this can happen. I mean, this could be, I mean, I feel like it may be a viable explanation to certain cases. Now, not all cases, but
right.
Certain cases. Very specific ones. Oh, yeah.
Well, how do you feel about that, Naomi?
I'm really not too sure how I totally feel about that, because I guess I'm so going to be stuck on the idea of it. One, we're placing, to me it feels like we're placing all of the blame on the woman not fulfilling this man's needs. And don't get me wrong,
okay.
I have no children. And I am currently aspiring to become married and be a wife.
Okay.
So my point of view is you can't put this all on the woman for, you know, becoming a mommy and still working. And yes,
okay.
If I'm going through hell at work, I'm probably not going to be too concerned with coming home and having you climbing on top of me. And, you know, I want some alone time.
I agree, every woman does need their me time.
Uh-huh. Right.
Look at it from the aspect of, you know, it's not just the fact that we're putting it all on the woman, like, okay.
Exactly.
You got to do all this and do this, like the superwoman that Jen is always talking about, the queen mother whore that she always talking about and stressing
us
out about.
Right.
We understand you're not a superwoman. We live in a busy society. Not only do you have to be the mother, you have to be the one that cleans the house and do all these other things. But think about this. We do live in a generation now where the man is doing the same thing also. Because I'm actually one of the, I'm going to be real with y'all. The whole world listening to me right now, I'm saying it. I am one of the fathers that will cook. I'm able to clean. I'm able to wash. I can do a lot of things that my wife can do. So, therefore, that load is lightened. Now, if you have a situation where the man is willing to help out and he's not expecting you to handle the kids by yourself and you still denying him sex, what is the purpose of that? And should he feel that, hey, if I'm not getting anything here, I can go.
Right. And also, you know, not to, you know, put it like Kevin said, like we're putting it all on the woman. But a lot of times, the man gets overlooked too. You know, I mean, you know, we see it all the time where, you know, well, my man ain't doing this, my husband ain't doing that. Okay, what are you not doing to make sure he stays on board with what he's supposed to be doing? Now, we do have a very high statistical of men that will do the correct thing to keep his marriage going. And, you know, we do have some good black men out there, like Jim would say, black men. But we have to understand that both parties have their faults in every situation. But we also want to, you know, investigate each side. So that's why we chose to investigate the man's side today. You know, because, I mean, it's easy to look at it from, I guess you would say, a woman's perspective, because we have so many statistical data out there that we can pull up and present to the world of why a woman would have grounds to divorce her husband, period. So we're going to, you know, that's why we went at it from the father side of it, the husband side of it, which would be kind of a weird way. Like, why would a husband divorce his wife? You normally see women divorcing their husband.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, we, you know, we came at it this way because this does happen. You know, it happens on a smaller scale, but it does happen. So,
I really want to hear if she understood my question. I would like to hear what will be, if she even have a comment on that, as far as if you do have a husband that can equally help you around the house and you still deny him the physical part of the relationship. And I know it's not all about that too, because sometimes they can turn you down emotionally also. But what would be the reason for him to stay if he had to stay, other than the kids?
Okay, to that part, if everything is equal and he's helping and he's there and he's being supportive, then I guess no. I can't argue with that. No. I wouldn't want to stay there if I'm doing everything, if your load is light and if everything is equal,
mm-hmm.
and you still deny me of sex, then no. I wouldn't want to stay in that marriage, because it's going to deteriorate.
Right.
And somebody's going to do something to no longer honor those vows. And
right.
before I lie and, you know, before I do that knowingly, then I'd rather leave.
I agree, but it's a lot of people out here that looks at it from the standpoint of, you know, what am I getting out of this? What am I getting out of
right.
this? Not really looking
right.
at it from the standpoint of, you know, you're a unit, you're together, and it's supposed to be worked out from a 50-50 standpoint. I understand sometimes with certain people you'll get 70-30, 60-40, whatever it may be, but you still have that relationship with each other. You need to work it from that standpoint. Just
right.
my opinion, if y'all understand that.
Hey, this is the Middleman Show, the opinionated show. So, of course, you know, we got to look at everybody, you know, opinion on this particular segment of this particular show. We have some great comments. And, you know, some of the things in which we discussed today as far as related to the show topic, paternal divorce, meaning the husband divorcing the wife, in the beginning of the marriage, what are some of the typical expectations before having children? And how should the husband and wife support each other to maintain the stability within their marriage? And also, we also discuss, when having children, what are some of the elements that would need to be addressed or identified to make sure that that stability remains constant? And, of course, the question of the day, as far as if the working mother has a child, does the husband have grounds to divorce his wife if his physical, emotional, and psychological needs are not being met? So if you have any other comments, hey, the lines are still open. You know, the show is still live. We're going to actually move into probably our third break, and then after that we're going to get into Talk of the Town, but we probably still have some more minutes left over. So if you want to comment on any of those questions, please feel free to press 1. You can call in at 718-508-9972. If you cannot make it, if you just listen to the archive episode, send us an email at wearethemiddlemen@gmail.com, or if you're on Facebook, you know, hit us up at The Middlemen Talk Show, and you can definitely leave your comments on there as well too. So I guess we can get into our third break of the day.
Well, the third song is by Aura Kelly, and it's called Love Letter. It's one of the newer records that he have, and you know what, I do appreciate this brother for taking it back, Al. He's actually taking it back to love. And I really think he still need to be in jail. I'm going to keep it real.
Somebody needs to go ahead and pick them up. They do have some nice records, but they need to pick them up. But the third song that we're going to use for this break right here is called Love Letter. Thank you for tuning in to the Middleman Talk Show on this Sunday. Here we go.
Do 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 do. Yeah. La 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 la. Did you get my call? Did you read my love letter? Did it touch your heart?
About Ara Kelly bringing back the love, man. And, you know.
Oh, yeah. Love letter, man. Matter of fact, when last time you know, wrote a love letter to somebody?
A love letter? Like, actually wrote it out on a piece of paper?
Yeah.
And folded it and put from me to you on this? It's been a long time, G, man. That's like high school stuff right there, man.
I'm just like, saying, no, though, man, why we can't get back to that? I mean, if you want to express yourself,
one,
you want to show the, your feelings and emotion to someone, what not better to do than write it in a love letter?
For one, we have text messages now. And then
yeah,
we
everybody
have,
know your business, though. Yep. You know, they say them texts, though.
Yeah.
You'd be like
yeah.
the mayor of Detroit. I'm just saying.
Oh, man, come on now. I don't even know if our children at school uses paper to write love letters. They probably text at school too.
Yeah, they don't know about writing love letters.
No, they don't.
I mean,
man. They don't know about that. Do you like me? Circle yes or no or maybe. They don't know about that. Not at all, man.
Hey, it was a very intriguing show today. I wish we would have had a little bit more participation, but I do appreciate Mr. Marquette that called in, and I do appreciate Naomi. Man, she 2 weeks in a row come in and drop some nice comments.
Yeah.
Why?
If she can continue that espionage that she's been going on. So Jen got some help, hopefully coming in to help her out on some of these particular shows. But definitely want to give a shout out to Vanessa Foster on Facebook. She's been promoting the show as well. Appreciate the love out there. Everybody who's in our Blog Talk family, Grown Game, man. Hey, what's going on, man? Appreciate the love you continue to show us on our show every week. And if you're just now tuning in, we talked about paternal divorce today, which means the husband having rights to divorce his wife. And the question of the day: does the husband have grounds to divorce his wife if she has not been provided him physical, emotional, and psychological needs after having children? You know, now we're not saying like a month or two after, but 6 to 11 months or maybe to a year down the line, those needs are not being met. Now, some of the things in which we discussed at the beginning of the show are what are some of the typical expectations between, you know, the husband and wife before having children? You know, how should the support level be between each other to ensure the stability in their marriage? Also, when discussing having children, what are some of the elements that would need to be identified or addressed to ensure that stability that they created remains? So, now some of the positive side of it, you know, as far as working with your wife or working with your husband, having open communication, you know, being there, answering your phone calls, sending sweet text messages, maybe popping up on the job, sending flowers, you know, spontaneous lunch date, you know, having a picnic, you know, those are some things in which you can do to maintain that stability. We all know everybody works, but everybody has, you know, to get up and typically every household has a dual income, you know, right now to remain successful. So, you know, you got to find a way, you know, to meet each other's needs, you know, try to meet halfway. You know, it's a lot of things that, you know, each couple can do in their community, in their home. You know, you don't just have to settle for just going out to dinner all the time or just going to the movies.
Man.
You know, play a board game together.
Write a love letter on top of that pillow with a rose.
Yeah. And write it on wide ruled notebook paper with a pencil.
Do they still make that?
Okay, yeah. Yeah, they do. They still make wide ruled notebook paper.
Wow.
Hey. Do that for your wife sometimes. And like color a heart on it with some colors, you know, some crayons or something. You know, do something. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, be spontaneous, you know, for your girl or for your husband, to try to keep that flame going. You know, find something interesting that you all used to do that you all probably haven't done in a long time and bring it back up and do it again, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just even just sitting outside, just watching the cars pass by and laughing and joking at everybody. I mean,
man,
you
know, go walking together.
If that wasn't, yeah, go walking and hold hands.
Mm-hmm.
Do that. You know what I'm saying?
Get back to
love. Party down the block, hold hands, man. You know what I'm saying? With this girl. Do it.
Yeah.
Do it, man.
I think everybody too hard for that now, man.
Man, forget that, man. I'm going to hold my girl hand.
Nah, man. They're going to think you're soft, man. They're going to think you're soft.
Get that, man. Get that. You're
going to be soft.
Nah, man.
Hey, but you know what, it would be a great example for these kids to see how a couple can interact with each other without cussing each other out.
That's true, too. Oh, definitely.
Like Miss America was saying, she saw the couple getting on the bus and the other one got mad because the other one talked to each other and he choked her out. Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Really?
Yeah.
They need love in their life, man.
Okay.
All right, what are we going to do, man? We missed our co-host today, Jen. She was supposed to call in, so therefore we're going to dock her some money. And Nick, y'all make sure y'all support our man, Nick Eaton. He's out there doing his singing thing. And
go to what is that on Century, and you can see the Steve Harvey Show. You can see Nick on there singing. Yes, we do have a singing co-host. Y'all make sure y'all support our man. If you see him on the web, he is on Facebook, Nick Eden. That is his real name, Nick Eden.
Right.
Make sure you go download his mixtape, anything he has. He just did a rendition of, what was that? That song with Nat King Cole.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, it was beautiful. It was beautiful. Y'all go download that and support our man, Nick Eden. I didn't say you, Al. You cannot sing on
this
show.
How you want to make it, man? How you want to let me make it, man?
Well, this is what you can make right here, son.
Yours
that just
coming.
Ain't happening.
Yours is coming, man. Your day is coming real soon.
Nah, man. So, since we talked up Nick, man, let's go ahead and rock this Talk of the Town, and then we can go ahead and shut everything down. We do appreciate everybody that did stick it out with us this week. Because you know what I just realized? Everybody's watching the football game right now.
Yeah, well, I should have been.
Shut up.
No Jets. Even though my team lost, I'm going to go for the Jets anyway, man.
No. Well, this is our Talk of the Town from our man Nick Eden. Y'all check this out.
What's up, world? This is your man Nick Eden, and I am here with the Talk of the Town. Raz B.
Well, look, the butt plugs are back.
Wednesday, former B2K member Raz B and his brother Ricky Romance were brutally beaten in Atlanta, Georgia. The two brothers were attending the Salute the DJ Awards show at the Atrium in Atlanta. During rapper Young Jock's performance, the brothers attempted to make their way onto the stage. After being asked to leave by security, they refused to leave the stage, and a fight began. As they were thrown out of the building, several people were questioning Raz B on where he was heading.
To get some milk and cookies.
He said it so funny, I wanted to hear it again. I said, get some what?
He said some milk and cookies.
Earlier this week, Halle Berry's ex-model boyfriend Gabriel Aubrey filed legal papers for a paternity petition to declare him as a father to their 2-year-old daughter, Nyla, and it was reported that he had a good relationship going with Halle Berry. Now, a few days later, Radar Online is reporting that Gabriel has had to put up with screaming fits from Halle Berry, and he believes she's hired a private investigator to see if he's seeing another woman.
Papa!
This is your man Nick Eden, and this is the Talk of the Town.
Yeah, Nick wrong for that, man.
Cooking some milk and cookies.
Yeah, he wrong for that one. He is wrong for that one.
Some milk and cookies.
Support your boy. Support your boy, Nick Eden. Go get his album, Education, everything that he got out there. Go get it. Follow him on Twitter as well, at Nick Eden. And also add him as a friend on Facebook. I think he'll accept all his friend requests. Sometimes he puts up some crazy stuff on his Facebook page, so we always have something interesting to look for that's been happening in the entertainment world. So, shout out to Raz B, man, and his brother, man. You know what I'm saying? I wish him a speedy recovery, I guess. I should say that. I don't know. Shout out to them.
Lord have mercy.
I mean, everybody gets beat up every now and then. I guess.
I mean, man, this guy right here, man, and I mean, me and Dub was talking about this a while ago, and I'm just looking at it from this standpoint. You're not going to be accepted, you know, in the regular community no more. So what's going to have to happen is he's going to have to get down with the gay community because, you know, all the stuff he said he did, the fellatio and the anal and all that crap. He's going to have to definitely get down with them boys now.
I think he got a girlfriend, though, right?
What that mean?
I mean, yeah, that's true.
We are in 2011.
Okay. I was trying to help him out, man. You know,
ain't no helping him out, man.
I need to stop helping folks out, man.
Yeah, because some already done crashed and burned. You trying to bring them up like the Phoenix, baby? That ain't happening.
I can't do it no more.
Well, tell them what we talked about, man, and I appreciate everybody that did tune in, sticking it out with us today, man. We're going to go ahead and shut this bad boy down.
All right, people, we just reviewed paternal divorce, meaning the husband having rights to divorce the wife. The question of the day, does the husband have grounds to divorce his wife? His physical, emotional, and psychological needs are not being met. In the beginning of the marriage, what are some of the typical expectations before children are being brought into the picture
what needs to be addressed. Also, should the husband and wife support, well, how should the husband and wife support each other to ensure that the stability in their marriage remains? And also, when bringing children into the discussion, you know, what are some of the elements that need to be identified and addressed as well, too? And, you know, if any other dynamics change in the relationship after the working mom has the child, what other things that need to be addressed with that, too, as well? So, but we went at this on the angle as far as the male perspective in divorce. Now, it's easy to talk about the woman's side. You know, we have a lot of statistical data out there, like I identified earlier. We wanted to bring up the male side in the divorce spectrum today. So if you have any rebuttal, any answers, any concerns, anything you want to talk about, email us at wearethemiddlemen@gmail.com or send us a message on Facebook, The Middleman Talk Show. You know, you can add me on there. I'm not going to give my government name out there, but you can add
everybody
me on there.
Everybody know your name, man.
I mean, look, man. Look. I mean, you know, you always get upset with me when I give your whole government name. So I'm not going to
give
my name.
You do it every
no
show.
No, I don't. Whatever. Follow me on Twitter, man. The Little Man Al. Sometimes I have some inspiration quotes up there that'll help you out. Follow Kevin on Twitter as well, too.
He ain't got to follow me because I don't understand it still.
Follow Kevin at the Middleman KG. He needs his follows up. So follow him on Twitter. And,
man, I got 100 followers, man. That's good enough for me. My name is not Jesus. Tell
you. Hey,
man.
It's too, man. We're going to work for the New Power no more, man. No, man. Shout out to Anthony Cologne at New Power Magazine.
Yeah.
I'm done,
you
man. I'm done.
So
I'm done. I'm done, man. Let's take it out, man.
Very.
Take it out, I'm done, man.
The middle man shouted, Big Chris shouted. Now I ain't sure what you was tuning in to, but pay attention to the real talk. What we here for, so take a listen time out, take a minute. Shout it and learn some, put your mind to grind the world, you destined to earn some. Linda, you comment on what you hear. Let's figure out that master plan to put this thing in gear. Don't matter if you hood or you corporate, don't get you got a will to do way better than you were doing. Well, then you fortunate. Take a stand, stop complaining about what you ain't got. Hating on the next man, cause he was dying to wreck shop. Every Sunday, tune in, go live, 6 p.m., blogtalkradio.com, The Middle Man. Hey, what's happening, The Middle Man? Hey, what's happening, The Middle Man? Hey, what's happening, blogtalkradio.com, The Middle Man.
Hey, man, next week, the next show that we're about to put up, man, it's probably going to be a problem.
I ain't the one that came up with it, baby.
No. Don't be trying to cop out now. Uh-uh.
I didn't co-sign either to it, lady.
I'm 50 Tyson. I'm 50 Tyson.
Now, see, you wrong, Sam. So wrong, Sam. Yeah.
I'll make sure y'all tune in, man. Hey, we need more people over on Facebook. We need more people on Facebook. Please click the like button. The like button.
Yeah, let's make it to 1,000 by March, man.
Should have been before now.
Yeah.
I guess Dean ain't going to call in.
I'm here. All right.
Don't get dark.
You know how she do.
I'm here.
Well, until next time, same blog talk channel, same middleman show. Better than ever.
Yeah.
20 a.m. We bring it. We got a lot of people downloading this show. Thank you. And we are